some people call Uber, you know?
Yeah.
Take a train, cab. Well, there's a guy in France who wanted a free ride to Britain. Okay.
Oh, didn't want to pay.
Decided, hey, I got a good idea. He stowed away inside the wind deflector on the roof of a semi-truck.
Not the greatest idea. Not the brightest.
Yeah, it's kind of unsafe, too.
Right?
I mean, I'm thinking. So he stowed away up there, curled up, chilling, whatever. About 50 miles into the trip, he decides, I'm gonna peek up and look around, see where we're at.
Sneak peek.
He peeks out and realizes that the truck wasn't going to Britain.
Oh.
It's headed to Kosovo.
Well, little bit of a difference there.
He realized his mistake, banged on the roof of the truck. The truck, like, came to a stop, didn't know what was going on. When it came to a stop, he hopped off, mumbled, very sorry, and ran off.
Sorry?
Sorry.
Old boy.
He ran off. Run away!
I'm really hoping that he ran off, like, you know, whether it was, like, arms pumping into his, like, run like Mr. Bean runs.
Oh, my goodness. Run away! Make good choices, kids. We know you can.
Stowing away isn't the best choice, nor is stowing away around the wind deflector of a semi, too. Also, check your directions. Always wise.
Always.
As well.
Yes. Let's play a little game, Caleb.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. When it comes to special flavors, autumn is what season?
Pumpkin spice latte?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Like, that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
And I always kind of feel like winter is like peppermint or peppermint mocha season, right?
Sure, sure.
Okay. I'm wondering, are we on the cusp? Are we on the verge of a new thing, of a new season?
A new season.
Because I'm starting to hear a lot about peaches.
Ooh.
Is this going to be a thing? Do you think it's the new up and coming? Because Cheerios is launching a limited edition peach-flavored cereal.
Have you ever heard that song? Was it by the Presidents of the United States of America?
Millions of peaches.
Peaches for me.
Yeah, yes. That was from my high school days.
I love that song.
Yeah.
See, we discovered that song in college, and we thought this was this novel thing. They made a song about peaches.
Yeah, and moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches.
Peaches come from a can. They were put there
by a man. Yeah.
Man, you had good music when you were growing up.
Yeah. So, I'm serious, though. Is this a thing? Because there's peach Cheerios. Just so happens, a friend of mine texted the other day saying, I just ordered some peach tea.
Like, that is real. Actually,
I don't like peach. I love fresh peaches. I don't like peach flavored
peach iced
things.
Tea is the best.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I love it.
I'm just not a peach fan, and I'm kind of bummed if this is the new thing.
See, I was turned off peaches a little bit. All right, going to shout out to my mom here. because we would get peaches in bulk and can them.
I like canned peaches.
One of the jobs was like slipping the skins for the peaches.
So that
the really hot
over,
to the really cold
the
one. And I hated like trying to slip the skins off and like your hands get all clammy from all the water and stuff like
slimy
that. So it was
slick,
a group effort. Built character, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Which is evidenced by the fact that I'm complaining about it 20 years later.
Right.
But you'll make
your kids do it.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, right?
They have to experience that as well.
Well, and I like home canned peaches. I don't like peaches that are canned that like in a heavy syrup that you get.
Oh, sure. Bleh.
But I like my home canned peaches. I like real peaches. I don't like peach candy. I don't like peach flavored things.
I like pumpkin spice,
and I like the peppermint of the winter. I'm afraid this is our next trend.
I feel like summer
has
to be some sort of marshmallow, like campfire
marshmallow
flavor.
Or like some lemony kind of like lemon.
Yeah.
Lemonade.
Down with that.
Yeah.
There we go.
I don't know about this peach stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a trend. It'll be here and then gone.
Caleb, you have younger children, and I have to admit, I'm a little envious right now when I'm finding these fun summer projects.
Because all right,
my kids are just a little beyond the running through
too
the
old,
sprinkler.
Too cool for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Target has a 7-foot-tall inflatable unicorn sprinkler.
See, we have had some tremendous memories already with a little, just a little cheap little sprinkler thing that we have in the backyard.
Lily needs this.
Lily and Cooper together, I mean, they burn a lot of calories. And I'm
right?
like, man, I'm carrying a little extra poundage. I probably should run out there as well, too. So
they also have, I thought of Lily when I saw the 7-foot-tall unicorn. They also have an elephant. He sprays the water out
yes,
of his
please.
Trunk. And this is awesome. A ginormous, it's called, that's the word used on the package, ginormous T-Rex sprinkler.
Okay.
I want one of these.
Sure.
They look super fun.
Wow, okay.
For $50, they can be yours.
T-Rex and the elephant have to go together, I think. Plus a unicorn for good measure.
The unicorn for good measure. You have three kids. You need one for each of them.
One for each.
Nora
will just sit and watch and look cute. So.
Also, I saw Nora last night, and Alyssa informed me that she is a superior baby.
Oh.
Those were her exact words. That was a superior baby.
Well, thanks, Alyssa, because I kind of feel the same way. So. Just rendezvous randomly at the Altoona Library. Shout out. Cupcake Wars going on, too. Super fun. Our guest shooter this morning, after a bit of a hiatus last year, we have JD Bandit. Yes, we've been calling you our professional wrestler in residence here. So pretty great to have you back, man. How's it going?
Oh, it's fantastic to be back. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, a little hiatus, at least from here last year, but I was, can't say I've really left the ring all that much. And you know what? There's more than just me for professional wrestler in residence. We've got a few local guys that'll be at the upcoming show in the next couple weeks.
Sure.
And as well as we've got talent coming from Milwaukee, talent from the cities. It's really a fantastic event and almost standing room only, typically. And so to sweeten the deal, if I may, I'm adding in a pair of tickets to next weekend's show.
All right, that's
nice.
March 31st, right?
Is it March 31st?
March 31st.
March 31st, and it's just up here at the Eagles Club, correct?
Yeah, just down the road here.
Yeah, so pretty cool. So, I mean, if you're in the area, so you can go check this out. We have JD Bandit. Again, check him out on Facebook. And you've been doing this for a while now as far as the pro wrestling circuit, right?
It's one of those things that it feels like a long time, and at the same time, not long at all compared to some. Gosh, what am I going on here? 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
And compared to some of my other peers, if you will, it's also nothing. my body tells me otherwise.
But. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's, you know, they're like, oh, yeah. It's fake. You know what? You guys take a lot of beating there in the ring, and it's pretty cool if you ever check out some of the videos. Let me ask you this. How has your, you know, your witness, your testimony been able to grow as a believer, you know, on this circuit? Because there's probably a lot of folks who might not know the Lord, too. And so you can stand and have a great time as an athlete, as a pro wrestler, and have a great witness for Christ while you are doing this.
Absolutely. And I try my best to always redirect the attention that I get back to the Lord. I always put on my my finger tape 3:12, which is, and I also sign whenever I do autographs, Philippians 3:12, and that's the verse that just it really hit me and really, you know, put a fire under my butt, yeah, when I first started. And that's not that I've already obtained it or I've already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, just as Christ has made me His own. And some of my favorite shows that we do are our church shows.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one coming up in April at a church show in New Hope, Minnesota.
Sure.
That we do annually. We've done one down in Iowa. We've done one in, boy, the name escapes me, but more towns and cities. And, you know, it's those ones, it's the fundraisers. Those are my favorite ones to do because it's not just about us then as
and
wrestlers.
It's really cool. I mean, and again, because people, it's like, pro wrestling, you know, some people, you know, we remember this, at least my generation, we kind of remember this as kids, like how big pro wrestling is and be able to, you know, do it on a local level, a regional level. I mean, you've been, you know, in various parts of the Midwest too. I mean, this is really entertaining and it's family fun too, right?
Absolutely. I don't like doing the shows that are, you know, 18 plus. It's like when I watched wrestling, I was a kid, you know, these guys were superheroes to me. So for me, it's not. Of course, it's for the adults too, but it's not just for the adults. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be, I think, family friendly, which I know is kind of strange to think about, you know, violence as family friendly, but it's entertainment. It's really what it is.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of folks, again, the one here, the Eagles Club, I think would fall under that family friendly banner as well.
Absolutely. And we've done fundraisers, you know, food drives for Feed My People.
Yeah.
We've done the fundraisers where all the proceeds go to the Special Olympics. It's, you know, if we can do it for a better good is what I prefer to do. And it makes everything a lot more fun.
Very cool. So that's coming up on March 31st. We have JD Bandit in to shoot for Hope in Hoops this morning. So not only do we have a Clearwater Car Wash given to one of our pledgers, Hillary, we have a year's supply of Clearwater Car Washes given to one of our pledgers all throughout the week. And now JD comes into the house and has two tickets to that March 31st pro wrestling event here at the Eagles Club. And again, family-friendly event too.
And an event that's typically sold out
by
the time the doors open.
You're going to have a hard time getting tickets otherwise, so here's a great chance to get yourself a pair of complimentary tickets as a thank you to one of our pledgers this morning. And, it's just a great night of entertainment, right, and family fun. So, you know, maybe it's a dad and son bonding time. Maybe it's a daddy-daughter bonding time, too,
absolutely.
Or a date night,
right.
Too.
You know, we've started bringing in the female wrestlers, too, because there's more and more of those coming on the scene. And, you know, my niece loves it. She loves coming to those. She doesn't have a voice by the time the whole thing's done. You know, she's just screaming. It's great.
And it's great, too, again, to take back at what could be, you know, kind of a, I wouldn't say dark entertainment, but again, you know, where it kind of, you know, sinks down into things that aren't family friendly, that aren't appropriate for kids. And you say, you know what, we can actually hold the light forth and do something that is a lot of fun, but still clean and open, something that you're not going to be ashamed at all to bring your kids to and have a great time. And they are going to remember it for a long, long time.
Absolutely. There's no restrictions like, if this was televised or something, we'd have to stay to certain standards or time limits and stuff like that. It's a much more intimate experience even with the wrestlers and interacting with them, and it is just a blast.
All right, it's going to be a fun time. So if you want to get in on that, your chance to win the tickets, 715-723-2555, or text your pledge for Hope and Hoops, 715-396-1670. JD Bandit in the house shooting for Hope and Hoops. We'll play one tune, and then we'll let you know just a couple more times about what you could win if you pledge. But we need to hear from you and your supporting 21 programs here on WWIB. 513 Free Remade. We threw that one in there because that's the walk-up music for JD Bandit, our professional wrestler in the house here as our guest shooter for Hope and Hoops. So, I mean, another way that you're testifying to the love of Jesus Christ as you're out and about playing that as your walk-up music, because I'm sure you get some comments, well, what's that? What's that track that you guys are spinning as you come in? And you can, deliver that message of hope.
Exactly. I kind of like to let that play out a bit as I either go to the ring or as I'm leaving. Actually, it was at this last Showtime Championship Wrestling show that we did here at the Eagles Club. Someone caught that.
Yeah.
As I'm passing them, they're giving me a high five, and then it's like, 513 free, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, all right.
Great Someone to support knows. Them, and thank you for your support to the ministry here. Now, in case you're just joining us, we have JD Bandit in the house here. He's got a professional wrestling event, family-friendly, coming up at the Eagles Club on March 31st, and he is offering, usually this is a sold-out event, so you're putting up for grabs two tickets for one of our pledgers this morning. So we'll give people about 2 minutes here to pledge at 715-723-2555 or by text 715-396-1670. So not only are you in the running for a car wash pass, a $27 value ocean pass from Clearwater Car Wash, not only are you in the running for a year's supply of car washes from Clearwater, but you're also in the running for those two passes to an event that very likely will be sold out on the 31st of March, too, at the Eagles Club here in Halley. So great, great event. And I'm guessing, you know, you see if people are like, well, can I bring my kids? You see a lot of kids at these events,
right? Oh, yes. Oh, and the kids love it. They're just going nuts. It's a great time. And they're going nuts in a good way, in the way we want them to.
Yeah.
And everyone has a great time. I haven't met anyone who has come up to me and said, you know what, this was awful.
I don't know that I would go up to a pro wrestler and be like, I really did not enjoy myself.
No, that's don't do that.
I never see a bored face in the crowd. There we go.
Awesome.
Well, we appreciate your support, JD, coming in again, too. And I know you're a listener to the station, support the station, representing Christ and the professional wrestling profession as well, too. Very cool. And so we'd love to get a few more pledges. And again, 2 minutes here at 715-723-2555 to call or text 715-396-1670 to give yourself a chance to win the tickets to that event on March 31st. All right, we're set and ready to go, but if you still want to sneak in a last-second pledge for a chance to win tickets to that more than likely sold-out pro wrestling event at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley on March 31st, you can still sneak a pledge in under the wire, put yourself in the drawing for those Clearwater car washes as well, either instantly or the year supply, 715-723-2555, 723-2555, or text 715-396-1670. We have JD Bandit in the house, and he is ready to shoot. You're going to go, he's going to go with the sunglasses,
absolutely,
with the shades.
Absolutely, because it's
right.
Cool.
He's toeing the line. tossing the ball from one hand to the other. First shot in the air, off the backboard, and good. Very smooth. All right, one for one. That's a great start. Second shot on the way, also off the backboard. Bank is still open, two for two. Third shot on the way, off the backboard, and good again. He has found the range and the rhythm. Fourth shot on the way, popped in and out off the backboard, and that little Tykes rim was a little unkind. Now the money ball, the fourth shot. Eyeing the hoop, in the air, off the backboard, and good.
Well,
four for five.
Done.
Wow,
well,
the athleticism extends to the studio as well as the ring. So, very impressive little post-game interview here. Wow.
You know what it
well
was?
Done.
I heard yesterday with your FCA athletes, you had the soccer player, the football player, the basketball player.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what Johnny made. What was he? Was he...
Johnny was three for five as
three
well.
Three for five.
So
see, that's...
I guess pro wrestling trumps soccer and basketball and football as well.
I had to represent.
Now, I will give some credit. We had Mike Johnson from Cornerstone Physical Therapy on the WIB Wake Up Show before 7 this morning, and he's a hockey guy, and he also hit four for five. So I
Ooh.
Guess the physicality of hockey and pro wrestling bodes well. So... You know what, JD, it was great to have you in. And again, we will draw in just a few minutes here to see who wins those tickets to your show coming up on the 31st and also the car wash passes as well. But it's great to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.